Speaking of breaking news, we're joined on the line right now by our good friend Adam Schefter over at ESPN. Mr. Schefter, pretty big news here in the Patriots world today. I saw you tweeting about it, and you had an Instagram post yesterday hinting that there may be a change of quarterback. The announcement gets made today. How quickly did the gears move on this one?
Well, there's been no announcement yet, but the announcement will come tomorrow that Drake May is going to start, and that was the full sense of it yesterday. When you heard Gerard Mayo use the language he did, it was dramatically different than what he had said earlier in the season when they were 100% behind Jacoby Brissett. There was a change in tone. It wasn't exactly the same. And so with the change in tone, I think it was pretty obvious. And they're making the change to go to Drake May. Now, I think that the early season struggles contributed to this. I think in a perfect world, they would have liked to have waited longer. And I think they were hoping that the team would play better, that Jacoby would be more productive, and they could have a longer time for Drake May on the bench. But the problem is the team hasn't played well. It feels like it's regressed. So you've got these other rookies. And by the way, I'm on a plane, so I apologize for the people talking in the background, but I'm boarding a plane to fly back. And so this has kind of been the day we land. And as soon as we land, Robert Saleh gets fired in New York. We're on the way back to the airport. And Drake May obviously is given the word that he's going to be starting. And we're trying to make our way back to the East Coast here from Detroit, Michigan. But nevertheless, you have these other rookie quarterbacks who are starting and, for the most part, playing pretty well. Now, J.D. Daniels is in a different category because he's lighting it up right now. But Bo Nix has played pretty well, better as of late. Caleb Williams has played pretty well, better as of late. And I think that New England feels like it's time to get its rookie in there, give it a little bit of a spark, see if this team has a better chance to win football games with Drake May playing quarterback. But that's the thinking, I think, is that I think they would have liked to have had Drake May spend more time on the bench, but they feel like he's made enough progress and the time is right now.
Adam, you referenced it. The offense has been borderline unwatchable, unproductive. There was booing at Gillette Stadium on Sunday and a really, really ugly loss to the Dolphins. Was this strictly a football decision? May ownership have injected themselves here in terms of the way the team was trending and the fan base was feeling? Was Elliott Wolf involved? How do you think this decision came about? What levels were involved?
Well, I think when you're talking about going to a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, it's an organizational decision. And I do think that in the end, it comes back to Gerard and Elliott making the decision and running the football organization, but them apprising all the people, letting them know what's coming. I don't think this is just going to surprise people, but I think that they've been pretty clear that those two guys would have the largest say, would ultimately make the calls. And they've made the call for Drake May to start moving forward now.
All right. Well, now that that's the case and the reins have been turned over to Drake May, you do sort of wonder, and I think we're all kind of wondering now what the expectations of this team are going to be going forward. And I think that, you know, Adam, this is, as you said, a team that really couldn't put one foot in front of the other when it came to the offense. Do you think that Drake May is going to be able to elevate this team?
Well, that's going to be the great question. Obviously, they're banking on that. And look, Peyton Manning started his rookie year and was not good. And there is a learning curve for everybody. And I think most people agree that Drake May wasn't as far along as some of these other quarterbacks anyway. So do I think he's going to come in and light the world up right away? That's not what I'm expecting. I'm going to be curious like everybody else to watch him, to see what he does. But I think it's going to be, you're going to get some really exciting plays. You're going to see some great talent, and you're going to see some big-time rookie mistakes. You're going to see a whole plethora of things from a young guy who's going to take time to grow into the quarterback that they believe he's going to be one day. It's not going to be like he steps in there and I think shines from the outset. I mean, if he does, that would be surprising to me and a lot of other people around the league, but that's the interesting part of all this, right? You're going to this guy, you don't know what you're going to get. They believe they picked the right guy. They believe that he's got what you need, the right talent and all that, and we'll start to find that out here on Sunday.
With all of the talk that we've heard here in New England about a plan and there being a plan for Drake May and they're going along right. by this plan, is it safe to assume that the plan wasn't to plop him in there against the third-rated defense in the NFL by DVOA here in this Houston Texans team?
Well, I think the plan was to have Jacoby play better for this team to win more and to sit him longer. I think that was the plan. But a lot of people have plans, and plans change. And they change when your team's struggling and not winning and not producing. And so that also was part of the plan as well, that they knew that this could be possible. They'd have to move up the timeline on Drake May and have to put him into the lineup sooner than they expected to. And that's exactly what's happened here. The plans changed. Yes, there was a plan. Yes, there were alternative plans. But the main plan didn't go exactly as they thought, and so now it's time to go to plan B. And Drake May is plan B.
Adam, do you have any indication of how this sort of transpired? Because today is obviously an off day, and we actually spoke with Jacoby Brissett around 5 o'clock yesterday, and he said he planned on starting on Sunday against Houston. So I got to imagine some members of the team might be finding out from you on social media that there's been a coaching quarterback change. Do you understand how this all came about today on an off day?
I think the plan was probably for Gerard Mayo to announce it tomorrow to the team. I'm unsure whether the quarterbacks were told today. I don't know whether the quarterbacks were in there. I'm going to guess they were. They're quarterbacks. They work hard. They're usually around. I'm going to guess the quarterbacks were aware of the plans and the rest of the team was going to be told at a team meeting tomorrow morning. But what some people in the organization knew got out, and I'm sure there are certain members of the team that found out through social media or watching ESPN or whatever it may be, and that's kind of the world we're living in. You know, you can't always control the message, and I don't think this is some big surprise. I think, you know, I was getting text messages as recently as Monday morning to get ready for a quarterback change in New England. So I don't think this is a terrible shock or a surprise to anybody. You could hear Gerard talking, and that's kind of where we're at right now.
All right, before we let you go here, Adam, the Jets obviously fired Robert Saleh today. When is Bill Belichick going to take over in gangrene?
Well, he's done that before. It lasted all of about 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
He's the shortest tenure coach in the history of the New York Jets before he turned in his resignation as the HC of the NYJ. You know, I think inevitably his name will come up for that job, but I honestly think they're going with Jeff Ulbrich right now, and interim coaches have provided sparks before. I think they're looking for him to do that now to see what he could bring. I do believe, and we've talked about this before, we're going to talk about it again, I know this, Bill Belichick's name is going to come up, and it's going to come up with most any place that has a head coach opening. So the first one to open this year is the New York Jets. Inevitably, his name already has come up in the public. I don't think that's how the Jets are thinking today, but where the Jets go at the end of the season, I think will be largely determined by the success that Jeff Ulbrich, as the interim head coach, the success he has or doesn't have. And if he's successful and wins over the team and they have a great run, then maybe he can be kept on. And if he doesn't, then he'll be looking for a job elsewhere. Maybe Bill Belichick's name would come up at that point in time. But Bill also, I think he's going to be pretty selective about where he does and doesn't go. And I don't know how willing he would or wouldn't be to go to the Jets. I don't know if that's an organization that when he is looking to get back in, that he's thinking, there's the spot I want to go to. A team that has struggled to win, a team that's been unstable, a team that I resigned from before, a team that doesn't have a quarterback. But do you think that that would be his number one option? I don't know.
Does he still hate the Jets? I know there's a lot of fans in our audience that are like, Bill would never go to the Jets. He hates the Jets. Is that a toxic organization for him?
I mean, it's a strong word. Do I think he looks at them in a different way than other teams? Yes, I do.
Okay.
But does he hate them? No. And by the way, if they want to talk about their head coaching job? Would he do that? I don't know. It's like, where's the team at? What are they thinking? What are they willing to offer? What's their vision for the future? Or it might just be, to your point, that he hates him enough and thinks he's toxic enough that he wouldn't even do that. I mean, I don't know what his mindset is there. I don't know that he's got this warm affection for them the way that he does the New York Giants, but that's a byproduct of his football life and all the experiences that he's had and all the people he's interacted with.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Adam Schefter, thank you so much. I know this was last second, and I appreciate you jumping on with us. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Big day, big news in New England, and happy discussion. Enjoy the game on Sunday. We'll talk next week.